I'm Chico. I love Pokemon, anime, and strutting down the runway of life.
I'm Hazel. I love tennis. I hate small talk. And I have a thing for sexy manos.
I'm Marky. Filter? What's that?
Welcome to
The Morning Rush!
Monster RX93.1.
Monster RX93.1. And good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It's a Wednesday.
Happy Riot Wednesday.
Oh, yesterday was amazing. I really loved Captain Marvel.
Oh my gosh, and the music. Yes, it's perfect for today, right?
It's so 90s. It's so Riot.
Love it.
You know, you guys should all watch it. So good.
It's so good. And also, not just that, because of course, Captain Marvel is just whetting our appetite for Endgame, which is happening in April. And also happening in April, the trailer came out yesterday. Game of Thrones.
T.O.T.
Oh my God. Trending.
Everyone is talking about it.
I know.
I haven't seen it yet. I can't believe this.
Yeah, there was
the trailer?
Yeah.
There was one scene where Gendry is back, finally. And he was here. Remember, Joe Dempsey was here. And the last time we saw him, he was on a boat paddling.
Ooh.
And never heard from him again.
Oh,
and it
yes.
was a running joke that, you know, he's still paddling somewhere in the middle of the ocean. Well, in the trailer, he's there. So
well,
yay.
He finally found shore, right?
But so excited. Okay, so today it is a Wednesday. It's perfect to do this topic that was sent in by Humble Denver. Since it is Riot, you know, try to look back when you were a kid. Hashtag, kalokohan ko nung bata ako. What were those things you used to do as a kid?
You know,
that
like,
would merit, you know, kalokohan.
That's what they used to call me because I have three puyo.
Yeah.
I'm demonyo.
It's true. Older people would say that, right?
Usually
about
dalawa.
Puyo-puyo.
Dalawa.
I have three.
Yeah.
I have two in the back and then one in the front. So I'm extra like no, demonyo.
Pilyo. Yeah.
Pilyo.
So for example, kalokohan ko nung bata ako. Kapag hindi pumayag sina mommy at daddy, tatakbo ako kina lolo at lolo.
Always.
Vetoed.
One of those children.
Vetoed.
But you know, that actually becomes a real argument between
yeah.
parent and child, diba?
Usually the parents would be like, ibalatan nyo na sa amin to.
Mm-mm.
I mean, wag nyo naman i-countermand
yeah.
lahat na lang nang sabihin namin sa kids. Babaligtarin nyo pag sa inyo tumakbo.
But oh my gosh, I've seen it.
Don't undermine naman our...
I've seen it with my parents and
decision.
my niece and my nephew.
Yeah.
But then my sister and my brother-in-law, they just, you know, whatever.
Ignore.
Yeah, no, because my mom is such a spoiler.
Yeah.
So,
hindi kasi for me, it's okay lang to be a spoiler. Pero pag yung nag... Kunyari lang, nag ano na, no, hindi pwede.
Mm-mm.
Tapos biglang dadating yung lola at lola na parang... Ay nako, hindi, sige apo. Yung gano'n, yung, it's okay to ano, pero kunyari bawal lang sugar.
Mm.
Tapos binigyan ng candy nung ano. Pag sinabi na ano na, give me that candy, dapat tahimik na yung grandparent.
Right.
Let them discipline their children the way they see fit. Kasi wag yung in front of the kids,
yeah, don't
babanggain
do
nila
yeah.
yung parents, mm-hmm. di ba, na parang, hoy, ako magulang mo,
yeah.
sundin mo ako. Parang wag naman gano'n.
Hindi, yung nanay ko yung tipong tatawagin sa room yung pamangkin ko and then would secretly
oh, yun, gano'n.
Like, secret lang natin, ha?
Yes, yes.
It's all playful.
Pero kasi at least that way, parang alam mo yung ang nagigets ng kids, sinusunod pa rin ng grandparents
but,
yung rules ng parents.
But I'm on your side.
I'm on your
diba?
Side.
Mm-hmm.
We'll sneaky it.
Yeah.
But bawal pa rin to, ha?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
As opposed to, hindi. Sige. Pwede sa kids tong
yeah.
kids. Yung ganon, parang ang pangit the, pag ganon.
The problem kasi with grandparents is they still think they're, you know, the parents or the guardians of the parents of their mm. grandkids.
Even though they're adults already.
Even though they're adults already. So until... the day they die, they will continue mm-hmm. to parent the
everybody,
parents.
Everybody, I think, yeah.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's something that they were raised mm-hmm. to do, to be parents.
Actually, sa akin, even if, let's say, they do want to parent their kids pa rin,
mm-mm.
just don't do it in front of the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Diba? Sa akin kasi parang, of course you have that right. Diba? You're the parents. Kayo pa rin yung magulang ng... Mm. anak ninyo, di ba? So you can go, huwag naman ganun sa anak mo.
Yeah.
Pero do it like pag kayo-kayo lang.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi ang hirap, it's so hard to discipline kids when when they can see na parang, eh, pwede naman pala.
Yeah.
Baligtad rin yung rules, eh, di ba? Basta kalay kay lolo at lola yeah. kalalapit.
It was really funny because when my parents were, like, parenting us as kids, mm-hmm. they were very, very strict. So, like, because they were so strict, now, parang, until today, I'm still kind of scared of them.
Mm-hmm.
But there are days when I realize, oh, shoot, they're real people pala.
Mm.
They're like me.
Yeah.
So they aren't like the gods of mm-hmm. the world. And I think that's what, you know, this is trying to do. When the, if the grandparents take over and take control, then the parents aren't that, you know, godly in the eyes of the kids anymore.
Kami kasi
and
we,
they stop following.
Ako kasi I have an idea of the kind of discipline Marky's parents instilled in him.
Oh, what kind?
Ano, no, just go raiding with him and you will understand. There was this one raid tapos I wasn't able to go kasi I had stuff to do. So like the next day or basta a couple of days after nagre-raid kami, like, oh, how was the raid? How was the raid? Yung mga kasama ni Mark, ayun, si ano, si Officer Mark. Tapos isa naman, si Professor Mark naninigaw pag mali yung ginamit.
That's true. Di ba papasa mo yun, how you were trained.
Exactly.
That's how you actually ko, treat people.
Ay, nako. How typical.
Because
naninigaw.
He doesn't saka, need a uniform.
Saka, ano, he will hover. Titignan niyo talaga kung ano ginagamit. Oh, ba't yun ang ginagamit mo? Kaya tayo natatalo eh.
Helicopter.
Helicopter pilot. The ultimate. At saka minsan...
My parents are such military...
Tapos alam mo yan, no? Alam mo yung ginagawa ko pag kami nag-retis katabi ko. So, yung literally, yung phone ko at an angle.
Parang itatago mo. Alam mo na eh.
Kasi mampu mo na. Talaga yung, oh, ba't yun ang ginagamit mo? Diba, sabi ko sa'yo, gagamitin mo yung ganito.
Wala tayong time, 4 hours lang to, guys.
As in. Kalokohan ko nung bata ako, kapag ako na ang taya, ayawan na.
Ay!
Di ba there's always that ano? Ako kasi, I'm more like, if I'm pick-on with that, kunyari, habulan.
Mm.
So slow when it comes to running.
Yeah.
I don't join. At all.
Oh.
But you know, kasi nga nabibwisit din ako dun sa, pag siya yung taya, ang kulit-kulit. Tapos pag, ay sorry, pag
hindi siya taya.
Hindi siya taya, ang kulit-kulit. Tapos pag siya na, parang, okay, ayoko na.
Bakit? I mean, I don't see anything wrong with that.
I can so imagine this.
When I was a kid, hindi naman ako yung gaganon agad. Only if, parang nakakahalata na ako, hindi na ako makataya, hindi ako makahabot. Parang yeah. I'm not winning this game at all. Yeah. I'd be like, gotta go.
You're just gonna disappear, no? Yeah. They're playing.
So, lalo na yung taguan, hindi ko mahanap. Uuwi na ako, bahala ka dyan.
Ito, little tip. We are on the RX YouTube channel.
Uh-huh.
We're releasing a video of Hazel
losing.
Losing to these two. Oh, hated it. I would have gone home.
If you weren't in the middle.
If I wasn't like stuck between the two of you. Oh.
Kalokohan ko nung bata ako, yung magri-ring ng doorbell tapos tatakbo. At saka that oh my gosh, it's so like 80s. Yung tatawag ka tapos sabihin mo, ano po to yung sa Meralco? Tumatakbo po ba yung metro ninyo? Tapos hindi, pupunta yung sumagot, di ba? Oh, sandali lang ha. Tapos babalik siya. Tumatakbo po. Oh, hindi habulin nyo.
Tapos oh my God! No, thank God for caller ID. Now people don't get to do that anymore.
The old pranks over the phone. Oh my gosh.
Like, okay, I remember my best friend in middle school was an Indian girl. She was awesome. She was so funny. And her mom just did not like me calling for some reason.
Okay.
So eventually, I would have to develop some Indian accent so that when I called her, she would... You know, the mom would be like, oh, okay, Shalene, it's your nice Indian friend.
Yeah.
So I'd be like, oh, hello, may I please talk to Shalene? And they would pass her the phone. And then Shalene would talk to me as if I was her Indian friend in school. And it would happen like that for a while until the mom finally found out. Shalene, what is the problem? Why are you talking on the phone with him all the time? It was a constant thing. It was hilarious.
Oh my gosh. Kalokohan ko nung bata ako, yung patago kong inaabot sa aso namin, yung mga gulay sa plato ko. Very, very
Parang sa mga movies, sa you movies, see that all the
yeah,
time.
Yeah, all the time, diba? Which I never did because we never had a dog indoors ever.
Oh, me
so
too.
I could never like hand over my food that I didn't like. Kalokohan ko nung bata ako. Nung pinagpalit ko yung mga laman ng asukal at asin. Kaya ang alat ng kape at ang tamis ng adobo.
But why would you do that? That would affect you too.
You too.
Like
yeah.
when they prepare your food.
Right? Kalokohan ko nung bata ako. Pag may galit kami, kunyari, hindi siya nag-e-exist. Yung tipong pag nagsalita siya, may naririnig ka ba? Parang may hangin. Or the other one, yung pag nandyan na siya, parang may nakikita ba kayo? Ako wala eh. Ako wala din.
We used to do that. No, because...
You're so maldita!
Hindi kasi, nung, like, especially when I was mga grade 1 to siguro 3, yeah. maybe, my best friends were two girls. And usually they would fight and I'd be the one in the middle. So I would always get to pick a side. Like, they like me both better than they like each other.
Each other.
So I would always get to pick a side. And then... Pag inis ako kay friend A, kay friend B ako, tapos we'd be like, hindi ko alam. I can't hear anything. Tapos gagano na namin. Tapos mamaya naman, pag napiko na ako kay isang friend, doon naman ako sa kabila.
Sa kabila? Oh my gosh. Yeah. Maldita na balimbing.
What? I was playing both sides.
It's the worst. You'd be great in Game of Thrones.
I call it adaptable.
Yes.
Mm-mm.
Which house? House of...
Ano yan?
Ano?
Si ano?
Lannister yan.
Hindi. Si ano? What's
Tyrell.
Name? Tyrell.
Oo.
Lannister na lang.
Sige, Lannister.
And one last example. Kalokohan ko nung bata ko. Pag nagpapatanggal ng white hair si mama, sinisingil ko siya ng piso bawat white hair.
Yung uban.
Yung uban. I never could do that. I remember, I don't know if it was my mom, made me do it once. Tapos it, parang ako yung nasasaktan for them. I can't pull the hair.
Oh.
Tapos sasabihin sa akin na, hindi naman masakit. Naaano ako na,
Na-cringe
yeah,
ka.
Yeah, nakikringe ako. I did it once.
Uh-huh.
I pulled it. Tapos yung, it looked so painful to
yeah.
me that I never did it again. Even if they assured me na, wala, hindi ko nararamdaman. Ayoko talaga.
Tsaka di ba makati daw yun?
I guess.
The uban.
I guess.
Wait, what's that?
The white hair.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a con. I have a lot of white hair.
I can't.
Maybe Chico can try to pull it now that
but
he's
no,
an adult.
But no, if you pull it, too, it's gonna grow.
They only
that's
say
not
that.
True.
I don't think that's true.
Yes.
That's
what
I
are
I
you, two? What are you, 3 years
because
old?
I'm scared. That's my mom, I told you my parents are so strict. I believe everything they say.
Really? If you pull too
much, my baby,
para kang hindi adult. Naku, don't pull it. It will become too.
That's why I have so many.
So you believe may lalabas na sundalo dun sa sugat mo?
Tren nga eh. Di ba ako dalawa, either tren, pag may sugat ka. Ano yun? Ano yun? Wag mo aning
gabi. Parang don't pull the scab.
Or something, kasi may lalabas na either pare, which is so freaky. Or tren.
No, but that's why I got so scared of frogs before. Because there was one time I was playing with like a little toad when I was 3 or 4. And my aunt came out and then she showed me on her knee. She had like a kulugo. And she said,
oh,
don't touch that or your hands are gonna be full of this. And then she pointed at her kulugo. And then from then on, freaked out of frogs. Until today.
Yeah.
Like JC. Scared of frogs.
True, true. And, all right. And thank you. We're already trending number 3 and 9.
Well, that was fast.
If you want to join us, go ahead and tweet us. Twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Kalokohan ko nung bata ako in all your tweets.
TMR. The Morning Rush Top 10.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
So RX93.1, time for the Game of Thrones. Time for the top 10 for today. I'm
kasi
sorry.
Talking about I'm PBA. Kasi, literally, guys, talking about PBA. I'm
yeah,
like not lying.
Basketball, you know.
And the ano talaga, the Game of Thrones trailer is really like shocking everyone. It's shocking.
I haven't seen it. I literally have to check it out right
now. I really
want
to watch GOT like before the final season airs.
Yes. You know, you really should.
You should.
Because I mean, I already started. I started it.
Okay,
but
what season?
One.
Oh, just one?
Did you watch the first two episodes?
I did.
Because the first two episodes, it takes a while to get into it.
I'm probably on episode 4 or 5 when I stopped. But I'm kind of caught up just because my friends are obsessed with it. So, I get a lot of feedback.
Yeah,
so
you know, just try it. Because did I ever have a TV show? Because I've had a couple of those. Na alam mo yung I gave up on it. Tapos I went back to it. Mm. And I like really got into it. So, I don't know. I mean, like, if you can, try.
I will try.
That happened to me with Breaking Bad. I started first three
me
episodes.
Too.
I was like, And then I went back to it when the whole thing was done.
Yeah.
And I tried to watch it and like I finished it in one sitting.
Because it would be good if you tried it now. Because parang you have roughly a little bit more than a month before the last season starts.
Just enough time.
Just enough time. So, you know, if you do like, I don't know, a couple of... Because like, for example, with Naruto, I'm so overwhelmed because the Naruto where they're still young is around 200 plus episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And then the main Naruto, when they are adults, parang 500 episodes. So, you know, I'm looking at 700 episodes here. Pero alam mo yung pag tinatlo, tatlo, apat na episodes per day, you know, before you know it, like now, I'm already like past 100. And I'm like, okay, that was fast. I mean, like,
600
yeah,
to go.
Yeah, you kind of only just started not too long ago.
Yeah, super recently.
That's true.
So I guess if you just kind of like, don't get overwhelmed and don't pressure yourself to finish it ng kailangan tapos ko
kagad.
So you kind of like just enjoy it and then like ako nga feeling ko, I'm dreading the whole 700 episode thing. But I have a feeling by the time I end it, I'd be so like, I should have taken my time.
Yeah.
I should have enjoyed it
more. I know
more.
The feeling. Okay, let's do hashtag Arx Greets. Good morning, Steven Vailtaha. Glad you enjoyed our Wildest Wish podcast. Listening to that a while ago. Jacob Jason Chua wants to hear more of Jackie Chanak. Funny ka daw, Jackie. He says he likes my opinions and are different from the usual. Thanks for that. Better to be real than to be fake.
Ano yun, right, kasi parang, diba, it's refreshing to hear somebody who's like immoral.
Hello, kung puro fake ka lang on air, sabihin ng mga fake? Ah, boring. That's not how they are in bed.
Dapat representation.
That's true.
Diba? You need different representation. From it's parang sa Miss Universe, may lalaki.
Parang ano, parang meron tayong, ano yun, meron tayong from the immoral side of the tracks.
Also, hi to Jerbs, who says hi to CN Mommy, Rack Parallel, Kai and Rai, Titus, Dennis, 7070, Lady Fox, and the rest of Fleur Rushers. Lady Fox says the same. Hi to the Fleur Rushers, Monette Mox, Abe, Sheila, Erica, and of course, Summer na may swimsuit na ba si Jackie Chan.
Ah! Wala. Hindi ako nagsiswimsuit. I prepare skinny dipping.
Wow.
Skinny dipping.
Skinny dipping.
So you remove your diaper.
Ah, walang diaper. Tapos natalon sa tubig. Medyo ayoko lang kasi akala ng mga isda may uod. Kaya lagi na lang pinapatak yung puting-ting ko.
Oh no.
I got a visual.
It's so bad.
And you know the Jackie Chanak face.
Yeah.
Really looks like Chico. Mm, and diba? Then like, oh my gosh.
Nakakala nila merong uod. So, nininibol-nibol nila. Kaya ayun, lagi ako nagsiswimming.
You can bring us back some isda pala after swimming.
Kasi parang nila, nibol-nibol nila.
May abs ba si Jackie Chanak?
Wala naman akong abs. Pero yun nga, napakadaling mag-swimming. Tsaka gusto ko, tapos pag yun, umahon ako sa tubig, tapos titignan ako ng mga tao, sabihin ko, you like that?
May nakakagat pang isda.
May nakakagat pang isda. Okay naman yan, tapos ano na? Kami na
nais ba? Sa nahito yung kumagat para man lang may malaki illusion yung, diba? Na ano, pag-ahon mo.
Hindi, ayun ang mga hito eh. Bitin daw. Ang mga kumagat, yung mga gapi. Gili.
JB Barrera asks, what can you say about the starter Pokemon from Pokemon Sword and Shield?
Oh, they're so cute. I mean, kasi
I like
ako,
the bunny. I don't know, a lot of people don't like the bunny, but I like
it's my favorite.
I love the bunny.
No, but for me kasi, I'm traditionally talaga, always, I always, by default, choose water Pokemon. It's just that
I choose fire.
Like, for example, the only one talaga na I just cannot be on the side of is Totodile because I find it so ugly. So I really don't like it. I love Feraligatr, but I don't like Totodile. So, but this time around, I like Sobble. Kaya lang ang ano niya, shtick niya para siyang sad. Kaya sob, kasi parang umiiyak siya lagi. So I don't know about that. Parang like, I don't want naman my character, my
sad
Pokemon to be sad.
So I'm getting the bunny. But I always, you know, get the fire.
Si Pikachu, di ba, like, she's always happy, naka-smile. The bunny, parang ganon, siya yung parang bida dun. Di ba parang siya yung pinaka-may star power?
Yung mga electric Pokemon ba in general, they're happy or si Pikachu lang?
No, wala naman. Walang naman ganon na just because they're... Di ba? Well, like, kunyari, the dark, yun, they're a little bit on the scary side. Ganyan. Pero other than that, mix naman. But yeah. I really like Sobble. I might stick with Sobble.
Yeah, stick with it. Maybe it'll evolve into something happier. I mean, I guess that's, you know, in the time of mental health, depression, I think that's what they're going for.
Ay, ayoko lang na ano. Yun nga eh. Ayoko na, parang I have enough tears in my life.
No!
Pati ba naman sa Pokemon, malungkot yung character. So,
ayoko na. Last few greets. Hi to Captain Belbel. Saying hi to Jenny, Mina Army, Anna Dennis Tere, Tini Joy, and Jinky all tuned in, as well as Renee Passis. Good morning, happy hump day. Hi to Sierra, hi to Avi CJ, as well to Rochelle Melai, Casey, and all the rushers. Harold Pablo, ganda ng topic. Thanks, hope you're enjoying. Also, Green Mind Delvini says that he has 3 puyo, like me also. But he doesn't think that we are naughty. We are very nice, I know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a very nice person. A boy named Aboit also tuned in. Jet Barra, is asking for one last final birthday greet because it's Jackie Chanak's time. He came out of the shell today. Birthday greeting for Achi, Trisha Barra in the UK.
Kaya, wala akong magpapadyan magkamumara kasi drama, marami kang ni-impute. Anong come out? Wala akong
sinabi ha, ikaw lang.
Sabi mo kaya, came out.
Came out of the underground.
Mali ka ba, Jajera? Wala ba ako kinukonfirm, ha? Tsaka dinay-deny.
Si Jackie, oh!
Eh, kasi, ha?
Sensitive topic for Jackie.
Naano ko rin.
Sabi isda kasi, eh.
Naano ko ni Marky. Pinapassion police niya ako. Ikaw, ha? Bakit nakapinapassion police?
Happy birthday to Achi Trisha Barra.
Achi Trisha Barra.
Ano daw?
Ano?
Wala ko naantindihan eh.
Trisha Barra.
Trisha Barra.
Ano? Ano ba niya?
Happy birthday.
Barra.
Barra. Ay, happy.
Birthday.
Move on na tayo.
Okay. And that's it for greets.
And we've got our top 10 for today. Courtesy of Humble Denver. Kalokohan ko nung bata ako. And it is fun reminiscing about the stuff we used to do when wala pa tayong filter, wala pa tayong responsibilities, we didn't need to be mature.
Yes.
So, Aldrin Only says, kalokohan ko nung bata ako, palagi kong inuubos agad yung pasalubong na sa akin, tapos uutuin ko yung kapatid ko para bigyan niya ako nung pasalubong niya. So, dahil ubos na isa-isa, tingin naman, oh. Hindi alam ng kapatid, inubos na niya kasi. But he'll make it seem like wala siya. So, maawa yung kapatid niya, bibigyan siya. When in fact, inubos na niya.
Usually, that's what older siblings
older
do.
Older siblings.
Diba?
Yes. Jan to Awesome says, kapag inuutusan ako, nagtutulog-tulugan na ako.
Style
yan. And also, very similar to Sunny and Scotland. Pero ba, hindi naman utos. Kapag alam kong pagagalitan ako ng magulang ko dahil may ginawa na naman ako, nagtutulog-tulugan ako.
Oh, but speaking of utos, weren't you like so excited? Because I remember when I was a kid, I wanted to get utos. Para yung alam mo yung lalabas ako on my own. I remember like dreaming of the day na mauutusan ako.
Oh, really?
Kasi para exciting siya. It's like, you know, it's a whole new world out there.
Oh, it's so weird.
It's like an adventure.
Because I was such a sheltered kid.
Mm.
I wasn't allowed to go outside na mag-isa.
Yeah.
Like, okay, like literally kapitbahay. Like literally the house next door. Hindi naman ako pupunta sa street, meron namang sidewalk.
Yeah.
Literally lalabas ako ng gate, walk a few steps, and then pasok sa gate ng kapitbahay. Kailangan may kasama pa ako. Like super, like my mom was super praning about safety,
yeah,
etc. And our street was like, I don't think it was a village. Pero alam mo yung, hindi naman kami
so
main
it's not
street.
Here, the same place that you are now.
No, in Cubao.
Mm.
And it wasn't even a major street, so it wasn't like heavy traffic. You can actually walk in the street. It was almost like a village.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. Wala namang mga gate-gate. But hindi siya busy street. And yet, I wasn't allowed talaga. Like super. I was like one of those kids na alam mo yung 1 meter from the curb, sumisigaw na yung mom ko na baka masagasaan ka.
Wow.
So like I kind of grew up really paranoid about everything. Kasi nga, alam mo yun, I was barraged with baka ganito, baka ganyan,
yeah,
masagasaan ka, baka pulutin ka ng hold up or baka. So I really grew up very paranoid about safety. Kasi imagine mo as a kid, barraged ka with,
yeah,
that na.
Kasi kami may tindahan like just a few steps,
yeah,
away.
Yeah, same with us. Same, yeah, with us.
Like, tapos you won't have to cross.
Kami you had to cross.
Kami you won't have to cross. As in, you're just gonna take the sidewalk.
Yeah,
you're gonna,
exactly,
get there na. So parang, wala lang, in-indulge lang ako nung mom ko once. So parang, oh, kunyari bumili daw ako ng something.
Mm.
And then the first time that I did, I got so excited, I forgot to get my change.
Yeah.
So, tong-tong lang yung mom ko.
Akala ko na what you were supposed to
no,
get in the first
place. No, I
forgot
my change lang.
But, you know, that's what happened with my, ano, I don't know if I told this story already, but that's what happened with my tito. My tito is, he has autism.
Yeah.
And he was a little older and he was sent to buy Coke,
yeah,
in the Sari-Sari store,
mm,
next door. So he went to buy and he gave the money. He came back without any change. So the mom was like, where's the change? I can't believe they did this to you. They know that, you know, that you should be helped. So she brought him back and then she said, why didn't you give him the change? I gave him like 100 pesos and he came back with nothing and the Coke's only like 30. And the guy says, no, he gave me exact change.
Oh.
And then my cousin, he started to say the serial number.
Oh, yeah.
Of the bill.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy checked the first bill on his register and that was the number. So he got
photographic memory.
Wow.
So, you know, it happens.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, people with autism is, it's an amazing thing. Some things are enhanced, enlightened. Like another one of my cousins also did a performance recently with a symphony orchestra. She can't speak very well, but when she sings, it's like perfect.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many amazing things that
you see that, like,
do,
even in like singing competitions, like American Idol.
Yes.
Diba?
Mm-hmm.
Yung,
yeah,
parang they turn into a completely
different
person.
Because it's their passion. It's, yeah, something that they love to do.
And Lo Siento says, kalokohan ko nung bata ako, yung guguluhin ko lang yung buhok ko bago bumaba. Para kunyari natulog ako sa hapon. My gosh, and now it's what we live for.
You dream of those afternoons when you were forced to take naps.
Take, yes, naps. And Colleen MYC says, I used to save up all my money for texts na mapupunta lang din naman sa ibang bata kasi lagi naman akong talo.
Pogs din, di ba?
Pogs is the same. Memski says, the classic, mambabatok ako ng classmate ko tapos ituturo ko yung katabi ko.
Have you done that?
I'm sure.
Ako, no.
At some point.
Scaring. I love scaring.
Demi Yui says, kalokohan ko nung bata ako, nilulublob ko yung manika sa balde. Tapos ihahagis ko sa sahig. Tapos maghuhubad ako. Tapos magpapadula sa sahig. You were one weird,
huh,
child.
What?
What?
At saka,
what?
Why did you need to use your doll to wet the floor? Why didn't you just wet the floor?
And then what did he do?
And then she would take off all her clothes and then like slip and slide on the wet floor.
Okay.
Sounds
maybe
like
she just wanted to
sounds
be
like Hazel on a Friday night.
As an adult.
As an adult.
Sometimes not even Fridays.
Okay. And at the top, kalokohan ko nung bata ako comes from let's see here. Comes from Memski.
Memski says,
this is so me. Even as an adult. Kalokohan ko nung bata ako. Kapag nag-away kami ng kalaro ko, hindi ako makikipagbati. Maghahanap ako ng ibang kalaro.
Ah.
Oh my gosh, memories. Ganyan ako.
Medyo like, passive-aggressive.
Yes. It's like, I will not make amends with you.
Mm.
I'll just find myself anew.
So you wait for that person na siya yung lumapit sa'yo?
Yeah. I'm not ano naman. Hindi naman ako yung tipong nagmamatigas na nakikipagbati na. Mm-mm. Pero like if I feel like I was wronged or I'm in the right, I will not try to like make up with you.
Mean girl behavior!
No! Of course not.
It's his Gemini. It's his inner Gemini.
Pero yun naman, like if you... Like, kunyari, you talk to me first.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, yung parang nakikipagbati ka na. I am, like, I will never turn my back on you. I would be like, okay, bati na tayo.
Hindi mo papahirapan.
No, never.
Okay.
Chico's like,
basta
that,
nauna siya.
That new series on Jimmy, have you seen that? The one with the front, she has a face
like
in
like the two heads?
And then she has also another face
another
in the
face
back.
In the back.
And then they talk to each other.
Really?
She's running. And then they're fighting with each other, pulling each other's hair, but they're the same person.
Tsaka not two heads, but like one head,
one
two
head,
faces.
One head, two faces.
Yeah.
One in the back, one in the front.
Oh, that's really interesting. It's a current show?
There's one scene that went viral, I think, where they were running across the overpass.
Mm-mm.
Of parang, I don't know, I think Green Hills or something. And then they're running. And then they got into a fight. And suddenly, I don't know how it happened, but because they were fighting with each other, I mean, in one single entity, they were thrown over the sides
bridge.
Of the bridge. And then they were holding on for dear life. And I'm like, how did this happen?
You fighting with yourself.
He was. They were fighting.
Can you imagine, pag yung mga lines, parang, we have a headache. Kasi dalawa sila.
Oh.
You don't say, I have a headache. You say, we have a headache.
Oh my gosh.
Diba? So yeah. The top 10 kalokohan ko nung bata ako. Kasi like, I remember. Yeah, I was the type who would be like, I'll just look for another playmate.
Mm-mm.
Kasi nga parang like...
Maybe you just didn't want the drama.
So I'm like, I'm sure there are other kids who would want to play.
Yeah.
So if magkaaway tayo, then okay.
Next.
Thank you, next. So I guess I kind of like carried that up to adulthood.
Yeah.
Yeah. Medyo ganun ako. Nung parang rather than go through the trouble
Mm-mm.
of patching things up with you, I'll just hang out with other people. There are others.
No, but that's true. I think I'm similar in that sense.
Yeah.
Like if someone does me wrong or someone does something bad, like really bad,
mm-hmm.
why am I going to, stay with this individual if I'm just going to be depressed or I'm going to be stressed and it's going to be so toxic for the long run?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. The top 10 kalokohan ko nung bata ako. If you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us. twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Kalokohan ko nung bata ako in all your tweets.
TMR. The Morning Rush Top 10.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. Thanking our topic sender, Humble Denver. Kalokohan ko nung bata ako. So let's start off with... Let's see here. Let's start off with Pepper JP. Pinapatakan ko ng kandila yung mga langgam na gumagapang. Serial killer.
Wow. Or
it's a sign.
What?
Hindi naman. Minsan yung aasinan mo yung worm.
Yeah, ayun. Ginagawa ko rin.
Ginagawa ko
or
rin.
Or the slugs. Diba?
Yeah. And Simply Ned says, kalokohan ko nung bata ako. Kapag naiinitan ako, binubuksan ko yung ref namin at nagpapaypay ako sa harap nun. Because, di ba, like, that's the myth for a lot of kids. They think that a refrigerator creates cold, mm-hmm. when in fact, overly simplified, parang it's more of the absence of warmth.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't create cold the way air conditioners create yeah. cold. So technically, when you open a ref, hindi naman siya hindi ka malalamigan.
Mm-mm.
It's a myth. So,
well, unless itapat mo yung face mo sa freezer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Pero ganun din, di ba? It doesn't like produce cold the way an air conditioner
yeah.
does.
Well, unless, well, yeah, in the freezer example, for example, it's the ones with, I know, di ba, there's the frost that yeah. you remove. There's the frostless ones and there's the ones with frost.
Yeah.
If the frost stays, then it's still gonna be really cold. I don't know. I think it produces.
Not well, alam mo yung it kind of like konting emanation, pero hindi siya nagpo-produce
the
way.
Pero yung air won't like, uh-oh, you know. Like,
kasi yeah. it's more of like what it does is when you close the door, then
it
reduces
the
temperature.
Yeah.
Yeah, parang ganun. So, that's why mabibitan ka. If you're like super naiinitan,
uh-huh.
and then you stand in front of the ref, you'd be like, nothing's happening. Aldrin only says, Sorry. Okay, Aldrin only says, may kasambahay kami dati na napakwit namin sa sobrang pasaway namin. Very ano, Sound of Music, di ba? That's the whole concept na all the nannies. Not just that, even ano actually, two of the Julie Andrews classics, Mary Poppins,
mm-hmm.
that none of the nannies could last because the kids were so naughty.
Yeah.
And very nanny McPhee. Mm-hmm. And then, hanap sila ng katapat, which is Mary Poppins, Maria, Nanny McPhee. It's a recurring
yeah.
theme.
Pero,
yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, it just reminds me of like teachers also.
Yes.
When they have to deal.
Yes.
Can you imagine? Kasi ito, if it's just kasama sa bahay, at least it's just one household.
Yeah.
How horrible for like teachers to deal with like an entire class of like misfits.
Ang difficult naman, at least with class, it's only during...
Oh, there. That's
last
true.
Hours. Ito naman, true, maybe they're just two or three kids. Pero
okay.
kasama mo buong araw.
Oh my gosh.
Wala kang ano.
That's true.
Wala kang chill. Kasi they're with you in the house. From sun up to sundown, you have to deal with those brats. Diba? So, can you imagine how horrible it would be?
Did you have a nanny that had to deal with you? Or a yaya that had to deal with you? With your...
Hindi, mabait ako as a kid.
OC.
Eh.
OC-ness.
Super mabait ako as a kid. I would always follow whatever they told me.
So you were parang medyo yaya's pet, ganyan?
Medj.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
I would do all sorts of stuff when I was a kid. I was a naughty, naughty, naughty A kid.
Diba, like, even as an adult, pag yung kunyari kami ni Marky, kunyari bawal lumabas dun sa gate na yon.
Hindi ka talaga lalabas.
Oo, as in like, sasabihin nila, hindi, pwede yan. Hindi naman nila tayo... Dito na lang ako. I really can.
No, when you say no, Chico doesn't do it unless I force him.
Yeah.
Because he's in the car with me.
Yun, ganon. Pero pag ganon. Pero yung kunyari yung I will have to like disobey. Even uh-huh. if let's say, hindi naman kami pipigilan ng guard. I would always argue with him na, bawal nga eh. Huwag na lang. Dito na lang ako. And there was this one time, I waited. The entire group went and like, past that gate and they raided. I waited for them.
Where was this?
In Mercury one time.
Was I there? Kayo.
Yeah, you were there.
So you're the type na even if you see everyone else breaking, you know, the rules.
I'll just stay there.
Wala kang pake. You won't join.
Yeah. Kasi, well, that time kasi, pinigilan kami. So si Marky argued.
BS. Sometimes he does.
No, like kasi ito, like this.
Sometimes.
Kasi pag like now, hindi na talaga sila hindi na sila strict.
Uh-huh.
I pass. Pero kasi like, there was a time kasi that they would really tell you na parang, sir, bawal. Pag ganun, I don't like. Eh si Marky, makikipag-away siya. So that one time that I stayed, he was arguing with a guard.
No, here's the thing. I know all the loopholes. Because, okay, now I found out that you can actually wait 5 minutes in your car. On the side, you know.
Oh.
So when the guards come, I'm like, I timed it. Look at my timer. It's only 3 minutes, 30 seconds.
So
I'm allowed to be here until
5 minutes.
I know the loopholes, but I don't get angry now. I just tell them, you know, 5 minutes, that's the law, that's the rule. Then I just roll up my window.
Wow. Okay.
I can't do that.
Because it's a rule. Because I know the rules.
Yeah.
Like you're not really breaking a rule if you know what the rule is.
That's true.
Yeah. Or the loopholes.
And Colleen MIC says, kalokohan ko nung bata ako, nauubos yung bulaklak na inaalagaan ng kapitbahay dahil kailangan namin ng ulam sa bahay-bahayan. Diba you pretend they're fish? You pretend they're garlic? What? And no, like, diba, like, pag nagbabahay-bahayan kayo, kunyari nagluluto kayo.
Uh-huh.
And the ingredients are like leaves and flowers. And
I never did that.
Oh, you never did that?
No, because I lutu-lutuan was my favorite game. But like, I had all the yung mga may parang manok, yung ingredients.
Yeah,
they
what do
come
you
in
use?
Packs. They're toys already.
Eh, kasi they're toys. Pero like for people who didn't have toys,
yung walang lutu-lutuan.
Wala namang lutu-lutuan. Mm-hmm. Ang ingredients, kunyari, yung leaf na kind of shaped like a fish, siya yung fish.
Uh-uh.
Yung mga ganun. Tapos, kunyari the, I don't know, the may leaves kayo na i-chop into small pieces, yung garlic.
Yeah.
Tapos you know what I mean? So medyo nakakalbo yung mga foliage ng kapitbahay. And kami kasi the only thing that we would steal from the neighbor would be the gumamela kasi we didn't have one.
Yung
and we needed
pabula.
It for the bubbles.
Yeah, yeah, for the bubbles.
But you know what I used to do? What are those flowers again? The ones that come in like bunches?
Santan.
The
yes,
orange
and
you
yellow.
Eat it, you
and then
yeah.
You open it, you take it out, then you eat the little honey or whatever
yeah.
It is inside.
It's the nectar.
The nectar.
Pero not all, ha? Kasi like sometimes, I don't know, I guess if a butterfly or a bee has gotten there before you.
Wala na.
When you pull it out, di ba usually when you pull it out, there's a little drop.
You see it, yeah.
At the tip. And yeah. That's what you lick, di ba? Just the tip. Ay, nako, Hazel. Hindi, kasi di ba? Kasi hindi naman siya substantial eh, di ba? It's not like a glass of nectar. So usually that little sweet drop at the tip,
yeah.
That's what you parang, you can't even drink it. You put it at the tip of your tongue and then you let the sweetness
oh, yes.
Expand.
You swirl your tongue a little too
because
sometimes.
No, you don't.
You do.
No, you don't. But
no,
sometimes.
But it's too small.
Sometimes it's dry and you're so, like one time, so, di ba, you pull out
baka
the...
Baka you just didn't try hard enough.
No, I did.
Oh, he tried hard.
Di ba, you pull the... What, is it the stamen or the pistil? You pull it out and then there's supposed to be a drop, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When I don't see a drop, I assume it's still in the hole. I kind of like suck it out from the hole. And then, wala rin. There's nothing.
The stamen or the semen?
So, I assume that it's there's none. Naunahan ka na ng bee.
So, oh, in fairness to you.
Yeah.
I mean, we can't say you didn't try.
Yeah. Pero you did try to like, minsan in one entire bunch of flowers, there's one or two that would have. So, I guess it's also dependent on the insect wildlife of the place.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. And there's one more, ha? That, did you ever do the whole banana thing?
Which one?
I don't know if it's a leaf or the actual banana. You know that, how do you explain it? At the very tip, there is a little
hole?
No. Parang, what do you call it? I can't explain it. Basta it's a...
Oy, Ash Wednesday ngayon, guys.
No, of a banana? Di ba?
No, the plant.
Of,
like,
okay.
I think the dulo of the leaf or the fruit. I forgot which one. Meron siyang parang nakausli. You cut it off. Tapos you kind of like, puputol-putulin mo siya in short segments. Pero hindi siya mapuputol kasi there's like a spider web thing inside.
Okay.
That connects it.
What's this?
Did you ever do that
with the banana
leaves?
What's this?
I'm not sure. Pero we used to do that as a kid. And I remember, it was either the santan and drink the nectar or that.
Oh.
Hahanapin mo siya. You will see it every now and then. Tapos puputulin mo. And then inside the, outcrop or, I don't know, whatever you call it. Yung nasa dulo nun. Meron siyang parang spider web sa loob. So if you cut it in segments, magiging parang necklace siya.
Gets. Yeah. Parang yung remember. Straw. You know how when you
yes,
when
yes,
you
yes,
parang
yes.
tear it apart. Yes, yes. Para siyang nakakonect pa rin siya.
Nakakonect pa rin
they're
siya.
Kind of apart.
Yun. So we would always do that with that. I forgot if it's the, either the dulo of a leaf or the dulo of the fruit. Meron siyang ganun. Not all though. Pero when we do see that, we would always cut that off.
Wala, walang saging yung kapitbahay namin.
Play with that. So, wala.
Yeah, we had, we were really lucky because our kapitbahayan had Indian mango. Then we had santol, guava. It was all in our compound.
Kami may guava in the in our backyard before. So, we'd eat. As in, we'd pick from like
from
the tree.
The,
and then,
It's not my...
Guava...
Kamyas.
I love kamyas.
I love kamyas. It's the best.
Kaimito, my lola's house before. So.
Not everyone would have
even
that.
Duhat. Duhat.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Daming pa fruits.
Tsaka not the common fruit.
Yeah.
Because duhat is pretty rare in Kaimito. So, from Lo Siento, nilalagay ko yung ibang pagkain sa kapatid ko para sa akin ubos, sa kanya hindi. You know, like some households, agawan. In some naman, it's like...
Pasahan.
Pasahan, yeah. And, let's see here. Memski says, mas gusto ko pang makipagsabunutan kesa makipagbate sa mga kalaro ko. Yung mga war freak.
Oh, no!
And, Custer Winston, yung natapon kong baon na spam sa school, inaalok ko sa mga classmates ko. Ayun, sarap na sarap sila. Inatapon na siya. Like on the floor.
Oh boy.
Oh, that is like
oh,
a nightmare.
Oh, that's
for me.
A nightmare for ew. Chico. You can't at all, even if it falls on the floor for like 5 seconds.
No, I can't.
At all. Even
pero kasi kung spam, medyo kadiri naman because it's not dry.
Yeah.
Although.
And you would?
Well, I mean, there are times. But I mean, it's only when. You know, it's that last piece you're eating, right? And you nasasatapan ka sa food.
But it's
mo.
A bit dirty and already.
Then, and then the last piece falls and you're like, pick it up right away.
Sabagay, dirty in your mouth isn't...
It's nothing new.
It's nothing new, right? So, I guess it's fine.
And the top, kalokohan ko nung bata ako, comes from Jan to Awesome.
Jan to Awesome says,
nung uso pa yung dial-up internet, tatawag ako sa telepono para mawala yung internet connection kapag kapatid ko na yung gagamit.
Oh my
god! This was really a thing. I remember because the computer was on the second floor.
Yeah.
Yung sisigaw ka pa.
Pakibaba! Yes, I remember.
Pakibaba yung telepono!
Oh boy.
I remember
dang.
That. Dial-up days. Diba? Tapos yung mga worse if it's like, if it's your parents, diba? So you'd have to be like, parang, mami, pakibaba lang sandali, tatapusin, isi-send ko lang yung email or whatever it is you're doing.
No, but ano,
those
they,
were the days.
Diba, in Captain Marvel, may mga ganung scene.
Yeah.
It was really nice.
Except
it was like,
in the 90s
it takes
kasi.
You back to the 90s and it shows you all of these, like, awesome things that are reminiscent of your...
Ito ba, ito ba?
Yes. That one.
The things oh that are... reminiscent of our teenage years.
I so
Hazel.
Remember.
I remember
and
too.
Chico's so, starting DJ years.
Yeah. So, the top 10 kalokohan ko nung bata ako. Go ahead, tweet us, twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag kalokohan ko nung bata ako in all your tweets.
TMR, The Morning Rush, top 10.
The Morning Rush, top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, time for the top 10 for today.
But first, some hashtag RX greets. Saying hi to Matthew Magadia, and he greets Mirror Sound 27, as well as the other no one, who says, good morning, favorite day of the week, because it's Riot Wednesday, and going to watch Captain Marvel later. You're going to enjoy it so much.
Oh,
it's so good. And hi to Christus, greeting Grandma. It's her 89th birthday today.
Happy birthday,
Lola. LV Amongo, happy birthday. Also, hi to Marvin KVM. Can Chico have a conversation with Jackie Chanak? I've never heard them talk.
Oh, maybe someday he will talk to me.
On his birthday.
Hindi niya ako kinakausap.
Grabe. Inaano ka lang niya? Lagi ka lang niyang...
Nire-refer.
Oo. Tsaka laging trying to stay on your good side.
Oh, yeah.
Si Jackie.
Takot sa akin.
Sip-sip yan.
Also, hi to Cupcake Is Bad. Shout out to Project Silver, as well as Kyle Lawrence. Morning, everyone. Finally listening live. Sending entries after a long time. Also got tickets for Angels America. Yes, please come watch our play. Also, hi to Dai Young and Juan Young. Greeting wife Hannah and baby Tiago, as well as Red Pepper Flakes, who sends us another photo of his amazing creation he's created. Also, hi to Ravi Cristel. Loving the topic. Sobrang relate. As well as James Capon. Greeting Cheska and Sanji. Panda Bear. Happy Riot Morning to all the Rushers. As well as Irish Joy G. And Lido Boy. Hi, finally, to Nick Cool. Saying hi to Mac. How you doing? Thanks for listening. Wanda Woman. Maroon 5 Dao was here yesterday. And is also here today. So she's going to be watching. Oh, no. Not here. Si Wanda Woman's in Singapore, no?
Yes.
Yes, so Maroon 5 will be in Singapore. Hope you enjoy that. The super malas guy na late sa office, that's a problem sa MRT. Hope it's not so bad. Jinya as well, what's up? And Walter De Jesus and Ryan Val. Hope you guys are doing well. Kamoteng kahoy leaves daw, Chico. That's what they were saying.
Pero meron din. Kasi I don't even know how a kamoteng kahoy tree looks like. I don't know. Pero yung sa amin, merong version sa bananas.
Oh.
Yeah. But yeah, ganun yung itsura.
Mm-mm.
They sent photos.
Yeah.
Yun, ganun. That's exactly what I'm talking about. But siguro different, certain plants have that, I guess. That's it.
All right,
so we've got our top 10 for today, courtesy of Humble Denver. Kalokohan ko nung bata ako. Let's start off with Colleen MYC. Kalokohan ko nung bata ako, ako yung tagasalo nung mga napipitas na aratilis na mga pinsan ko. Pero hindi nila alam, kumakain na ako habang namimitas pa sila. So siya yung tagasalo sa ilalim.
Okay.
Pero yung kumukupit na siya.
Pakunti ng pakunti by the time bumaba sila.
Exactly. And Memski says, like an earlier entry, kalokohan ko nung bata ako, pag alam kong papaluin ako, magtatago ako sa likod ng lolo ko. Mami ko pa yung papagalitan ng lolo ko.
Ayan na nga.
Ito na nga yung kinikwento natin earlier. Gideon Wabi says, I was always curious about how sewing machines work. So one day, nilagay ko yung index finger ko under the needle. Then I turned the wheel.
So,
next thing I know, umiiyak na ako at ang daming dugo.
Oh, that's terrible. Oh my
gosh. Yep. Ito yung ano, curiosity killed the cat. You know, perfect example.
It's like one of those things where you're in the kitchen and your mom says, don't touch it. Don't touch the oven.
Yeah.
Don't. And then you just go for it. Because you tell the person not to do it. So obviously they're gonna do it.
Alam mo yung mas okay pa kung pinasok mo na lang yung kamay mo sa electric fan.
Aray, asakit.
That hurts. That's worse.
But then may fans kasi na that aren't so powerful that don't really, I guess, move as fast. Alam mo yun? I don't know. Parang may fan na...
Hiling ko putol yung daliri.
Yes, I always had the thing when the electric fans were on, I was so scared that if I put my finger in there, I would lose a finger.
Yeah, that's what they would tell you, right?
Yeah.
But I think there are fans that aren't sharp at all.
What? Is there such a thing?
Feeling ko meron eh.
Parang those safety
yung
fans.
Major, yung parang siyang, it's not made of plastic.
Ah, yung parang
it's made
ano,
of rubber.
Yeah,
kind
yeah,
of like
yeah.
hard
I've
rubber.
That. Pero that's not standard. Parang I think it's, I don't know.
I rarely see those. My man, because like we have a handler in my, who I work with. Actually my handler. Mm. We're really, really good friends. He lost his hand in a firework accident, right? When he was younger. And so my manager would always use him as an example when he's talking to the kids.
Oh.
He'd be like, don't put your hand in the fan. Look what happened to Jeff.
So even if that wasn't what happened,
you'd tell them to,
you would use
so that
it.
They'll get scared that they won't do that. Diba?
Or, hindi. O sige, yung candle na lang, yung wick. Yung idadaan mo yung finger mo.
Oh yeah, I used to do that.
See?
No, I could even, ano nga eh. It's so weird.
You can turn it
I
off.
I could do it as a kid. Pero parang natakot na ako as an adult. Hindi naman ako napapasok. Like turning it off.
Killing the flame. Yeah.
With my fingers. As a kid, I would do it all the time. Tapos nung matanda na ako, like, if I remember, like, my cousins would say, o yung ginagawa mo ng bata, hindi ko na magawa.
Hindi ko na kaya.
Parang
natatakot
na ako. May fear
yes,
na. Before I used to be able to do it.
I think you can put your hand through the flame, but when it's above the flame, that's when it's hot. Right?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Because when it, you go through the flame, it's not hot. Mm-hmm. But like when you put your hand above it, that's when you actually feel the pain and when it burns.
It's weird though. A lot of, just like balot. When I was a kid, I would eat the chick. And it would be fine.
Ooh.
And you know, like I loved it. I enjoyed it. Now I can't, the very idea repulses me.
Ako, balik. Ako nga, sobrang mild lang. When I was a kid, I used to drink the sabaw of the balut and then I would eat the yellow part.
Yeah.
I would never eat the chick. But now, I can't even like, kahit yung sabaw ng balut,
really?
I will be like,
so
no,
good.
Thank you.
Although, yeah, people did
kasi
tell me.
Kasi nakasakusaw dun yung sisiw, din eh.
No, not just that. Diba, they were saying, parang that's the, I don't know how true, that they're saying that's basically the wee-wee of the of the baby duck. Kasi it's like the amniotic fluid, diba, basically. Pero,
but then
ako,
when you
I
put kasi
it.
Salt, diba, it tastes, I remember it, masarap siya.
I don't even
siya.
Put salt.
Oh.
I love it as it is. Pero not the chick nga, just the yellow and the soup.
Ako, ayoko na ng balut altogether.
Oh, I love it.
I love balut.
I just,
balut yeah. So good.
I just eat it in moderation kasi diba, ano siya, super taas sa cholesterol.
Right,
so.
But I'm not an egg person in general. Hindi ako milig sa itlog.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And especially the,
hindi talaga.
Especially the, ano talaga, the yellow.
Uh-uh.
And I would even eat the bato.
Well, I love the yolk too, but like, I just realized I don't love eggs as much as people who love eggs, who really love them. Alam niyo, I eat them, but I don't need to eat them every day. Because some people, di ba parang it's a must for breakfast na kailangan may itlog. Or at least kailangan part ng diet nila itlog. I don't know.
I have a friend who does not like eggs at all. Like, she doesn't eat eggs. It's like she fears them. There are people who just really don't like eggs. My dad naman, he doesn't eat the yellow part.
I know
high
somebody
in cholesterol
kasi,
daw.
Well, yeah, but that's diet.
Yun yung masarap eh.
Diet na yun. Kasi I know somebody who, usually the ones who don't like eggs, they had like a traumatic experience. Yung tipong, they ate too much scrambled eggs or something.
Mm.
Tapos yung, alam mo yung nagsuka sila or something. Tapos hindi na, medyo hindi na nawala yung trauma. Because I know somebody ganun. Like, why don't you eat eggs? Tapos yun nga, parang, ang ano niya, kasi nung bata ako, I ate too much one time. Tapos, he got sick. Never ate eggs. Hindi ba never ate eggs? Pero alam mo yung hindi niya type.
Yeah. Ako only when I'm in the mood for it. Like if I'm having tapsilog, then obviously masarap yung may itlog.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pero yung itlog lang.
My brother kasi, when he was younger, he used to eat fruit all the time. He ate all sorts of fruit. And then one time, I think he got a really upset stomach at age of 4. And he ate a mango or something. And after that, now he does not eat
never
fruit
again.
At all.
Same thing with...
No fruit.
I have a friend who doesn't drink coffee. Kahit yung tipong Starbucks level na, you know, even kids love it because it's like frappuccino.
Frap, yeah.
Nothing that remotely tastes like coffee because as a kid, he got the beans, tapos nginoya-ngoya niya.
Ooh.
Tapos he got so sick kasi he kept like barfing the whole day. It was so traumatizing for him that anything that even smells like coffee makes him throw up.
Oh, wow.
Ganun ka...
Ka-intense.
Ka-intense yung experience. So, apparently, ganun yung mga...
Trauma.
That's how, you
that's how trauma works.
Stay away from certain things. Renz Rufil says, kalokohan ko nung bata ako. Umihi ako sa gitna ng classroom nung hindi ako pinahiram ni classmate ng pencil case niya.
Ew.
This is my story.
You pee?
No, not me. Ako yung may pencil case. Si Margaret. If you're listening, Margaret.
She peed?
This is you. Kasi she's a bully. She would always like...
I love it.
She would always get stuff from everybody. So one time, I had a new pencil case in the shape of a guitar.
Oh, cool!
So guitar siya, pero pag buksan mo, pencil case siya. She wanted it. I said, no. She's like, give it to me or I'll pee in the middle of the classroom. I'm like, edi umihi ka. Tapos umihi siya. Tapos alam mo yun, nung nagalit yung teacher, sabi niya, kasi ma'am, si Chico, hindi niya ako pinaram.
What a dumbass!
And I was like, oh, gag ka pala.
Sobrang!
Siya yung napagalitan. Sabi ko, engot.
Engot, yes. Yeah. I cannot with this Margaret. Oh my gosh.
She's not a very smart bully.
Yeah.
As in, like, alam mo yung literal?
Hindi, akala ko naman ikaw yung, I mean, if I were her, I would have threatened to pee on you.
No, no, no. As in, like, she squatted in the middle of the classroom.
Dumb, dumb.
And, like, peed. And I'm like, oh, sino nga yung nahirapan? Sino nga yung mapanghi? Sino nga yung napagalitan?
Oh, look, Margaret.
Oh, look, Margaret De La Rosa tweeted. She said, Chico was the one who peed in the middle of the classroom.
Ay, tumigil ka, Margaret. Don't knee-bash. Ikaw ang umihi. Si Margaret yan. Demi Huey says, 11 years ang agwat namin ng tito ko. Uso nun yung heavy metal. So lahat ng Barbie ko, ginawa kong mohawk yung buhok. Hinabol ako ng palo ni nanay. Grabe. And at the top, kalokohan ko nung bata ako, comes from Jason Momoalan.
Jason Momoalan says,
Nilagay ko yung pusa namin sa ref para pagbukas ng ate ko ng ref, tumalon sa kanya yung pusa.
My gosh, that is so cruel. That's terrible.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
At least hindi sa freezer.
Uh-oh.
At least hindi sa microwave.
Oh my God. Or washing machine. Diba meron yung ganun?
Yeah, meron.
No,
oh
but you know, those are the sociopaths. Those are the ones
actually,
who...
I mean, I don't like cats. I'm not a cat person, but I'm not gonna do that.
Like it's those, true, though.
I mean, hello. Putting the cats or animals in places like that, that's terrible.
I know, right? Tsaka yung, well, yun nga eh. Like, that's why we have to inform the kids. Kasi they're kids, you know. Sometimes they just don't know better.
Yeah.
You know, they think na parang, ah, okay. Diba like sometimes nga yung... You explain to them why that happened. Mm-hmm. That's why there's also so adorable when you have kids who are so kind-hearted by nature.
Yeah.
Did you see, do you remember that video? That kid na yung patay na yung goldfish.
Tapos hindi siya maka.
Tapos ifa-flush nila sa toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos parang it was the funeral.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yes, I remember.
Tapos the kid was adorable and he started crying.
Yeah.
So, you know, there are kids who are generally by nature kind.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are kids who are by nature
cruel.
Yeah, that's why you have to tell the kids. You have to be like, if you think the cat is cold, you don't put him in the microwave to get warm again.
Yeah.
You know, you have to tell them that explicitly because if not, it's...
Anyway, when somebody does something like
sometimes
that.
Sometimes they'll
or
do it because
just tell the
just
child
to...
not to touch the microwave ever.
Period.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even know why they would be allowed.
No, because sometimes, especially abroad, this is like abroad, they don't have katulong. They don't have anyone in the house to do that. So at a certain age, mga 5-6, they're the ones in charge of all of that. They're the ones in charge of
microwaving their meals
yeah. when their parents are out.
Bahala ka sa buhay mo.
Right?
Basically.
So you have to teach them beforehand what they can and cannot do.
Right? So, the top 10 kalokohan ko nung bata ako. If you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us. Twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag kalokohan ko nung bata ako in all your tweets.
TMR. The Morning Rush Top 10.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, time for the top 10 for today.
But let's do, actually, this is going to be my last hashtag RX greets because we start heavy duty rehearsals because we open in a couple of weeks.
Oh my gosh!
So I'm going to be until 9 for a few days. So let's say hi to Fabrienne, Bibinka for breakfast. Yay, Cheka Jan Mama, good morning. Happy Riot Wednesday. As well as I Am Not Nico, good morning to the Breakfast Club. Bruce, May, Rachel, Liwanag, and Tita Mandy. Also, hi to Green Mind Alvini. It's Ash Wednesday, everyone. The other Ash that is holy, not the Pokemon trainer. Juice Blank, because of my last entry, naalala ko yung teachers ko. Please say hi to Mrs. Fessel Bonnie, 4-2, na super bait, Mr. Tamun Dong, band leader na mukhang kuhol ang muso. At Miss Kubaru Bias na pumasok sa klase na isa lang ang kilay kasi na ulan.
Oh no.
Yes. Hi to Humble Denver. Thanks for choosing his topic. And wake up and get yourself to churches. And that's it for greets.
Morning.
We've got our top 10 courtesy of Humble Denver. Kalokohan ko nung bata ako. Let's start off with Jason Momoaland. Tinatapon ko yung baon kong hindi naubos sa part ng school na maraming halaman para nakatago sa bushes. Obvious kasi pag sa basurahan. You know, like how I remember this eh. In, back in school, everybody loved yung baon galing sa bahay ng everybody else except yours. Kasi syempre sawa ka na dun sa lasa nung cooking in your house. But when you taste other people's food from their houses, sarap na sarap ka. So what we do, we had this for a time, we were like a big group of classmates. Tapos parang ilalagay namin lahat ng baon sa gitna. Tapos parang siyang family style.
Oh, parang potluck.
Parang potluck. Tapos, syempre, everybody gets from the other baon.
Yeah.
You don't eat your own.
Mm.
Para hindi ka nagsasawa.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it went on for a while. So,
yeah.
Like, every day, masarap yung kinakain namin. Or at least in our heads. Kasi, we're in such a common conversation in the table. Mm. Parang, sarap naman ang food sa inyo. Tapos, hindi nga eh, mas masarap nga sa inyo.
You know what? Meron akong kabarkada before na yung house kasi nila was very near the school. So, every lunchtime, her, like, her parents would drop off her baon.
Yeah, fresh.
So fresh! Alam mo yung may sabaw na mainit, or like, super sarap lagi ng baon niya.
Yeah.
And buti na lang kabarkada ko siya at the time. So, yeah. I mean, we'd get
you benefited.
Our, yeah, benefited.
I really stopped liking the food that was constantly served to me. Like, there was always like some sort of chorizo that was always served to me every lunchtime. I know I do. I still love it now, but back then, you know, when it's every day.
Sawa.
So what I would do is I would eat sweets instead.
Mm-hmm.
But then I would put the chorizo and the rice in my pockets.
Oh my God.
I would hide it from my family. My katulo. I was 5-6 years old. So I'll put my pockets and then I'll be like, I'm going to the banyo lang. And then I'll go to the bathroom
and then throw it
away. I was such a bad kid.
Bayan. I used to just buy lunch when I was younger.
We had baon kasi. Kasi mas matipid, di ba? Pag baon.
Ako hindi.
As opposed to like giving the kid money for food.
I think my mom was just a bit lazy.
A bit lazy.
I would always give me money and I'd get to buy. So hindi ako yung masawain sa food.
Yeah.
Because nga, I had the freedom to choose.
To choose. Oh my
what
gosh.
To have. Pero ang lala din, because kalokohan ko naman when I used to buy food from the canteen. Kasi yung, alam mo yung plastic plates?
Yeah.
Diba? So, when you buy, bibigay nila sa'yo. And then you return it after.
Yeah.
Para for the dishwasher. What I used to do was, kasi we'd eat lunch sa third floor in the classroom. So tinatamad akong bumaba.
Bumalik.
To bring the plates back.
Yeah.
So, what I would do was, pupunta ako sa window. Tapos kasi may ledge dun sa second floor. Nasa third floor kami. So, binabagsak ko yung plato sa ledge. To the point na nag-pile up na yung plato sa ledge.
Oh my God.
Tapos ano ba yung sabi ng mga barkada ko, huy, baka nakuubos na yung plato sa canteen. Ang dami-dami ng plato sa labas ng bintana. Disposable.
So it piled up.
It
how
did?
Much did it? How many did it pile up before they figured out that
nobody figured it out? I kept doing it.
Is it still there?
I don't know. Probably the janitors found it or something, and then brought it back to the canteen.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but I would just continue do it continuously. Tas wala naman, di mo ako nahuli.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so.
So to that school, singilin nyo na lang si Hazel Aquino dito sa RX.
At least hindi ko tinapon dun sa labas nung ano. I mean like farther. I made sure na babagsak siya sa ledge.
They were plastic
nga kung
naman.
Farther eh. Kasi at least nahanap agad.
Hindi kung farther. Nasa kalye siya malalaglag.
Kalye ba?
No, because it was like window tapos outside na ng school yun eh.
But was it plastic? At
plastic.
Least?
Hindi naman babasagin. Ano naman tingin mo sa akin? Wow!
Nahiya naman kami sa'yo. Nahiya naman kami sa'yo. Jan to Awesome says, kalokohan ko nung bata ako. Pumupunta ako sa R18 section sa Video City para mag-check ng mga movies kahit hindi naman ako makaka-rent.
Kasi
like, just
bawal
to look at
eh.
It, oh,
yeah.
I guess, it was already enough for him that he got to see the titles, mm-hmm. I don't know, or the covers. Kasi pero, mga originals yun eh, so you would have a cover pa.
Pero sa Video City kasi, yeah, merong R18, pero they're all, you know what I mean, like still legal, like mainstream.
Oh, naman. Pero if you're young, you can't.
But man. I remember when I was a kid, parang yung mga VHS na, like neighborhood VHS rentals.
Pag hindi legit.
Feeling ko yun yung may mga shady mag-shade na ano.
But that was really, you know, it was really interesting yesterday on in Captain Marvel where they showed the blockbuster video
stores.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like you miss those days.
Like for us,
Sonic's
nga, it's ano,
days.
It's a ACA Video,
yeah.
Video City,
Sonic.
Yung mga ano, version natin.
Mm-hmm.
That UP nerd says, kalokohan ko nung bata ako, pinaghahalo-halo ko yung like pabango, alcohol, powder, at kung ano-ano pa, pretending that I'm brewing a potion.
Like a witch.
Like a witch. Well, we used to do that too, pero more of like food stuff, like patis, toyo, vinegar. Like, wala lang.
Hindi ko trip
lang.
Yan. Di, never ko
really?
Naging trip.
And did you drink it after?
No, not drinking. Like, alam mo yung parang kunyari you're in a lab. Mga ganun lang. Yung seeing the color change.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
We, well, that's what we did for an initiation when we were younger for cross country. For all of the new freshmen who joined, we put all of these different things, soy sauce,
ew.
Tabasco, into one, ano, and they had to drink it all. Ugh. That was their initiation.
Yuck.
After running, doing a 5K
ugh,
run,
gross.
At the end of the 5K run, they would take it and drink it and...
Did they throw
the
up?
Worst. They would.
Yuck.
Disgusting.
Let's see here. Queen of Deadma says, yung nangongopya yung classmate ko, pinakopya ko siya, pero puro mali yung sagot. Because I had two pieces of paper. Tapos ang pinasa ko sa teacher, syempre, yung puro tama ang sagot. As in, zero siya.
Yikes!
Yeah.
Well, I mean, serves her right, or him
it's
right.
It's true though, it's true. Chip Siliasa says, true story, but this is my toddler. Pag alam niyang papagalitan na siya, bigla siyang mag, I love you daddy, sabay kiss. Tapos, pag nag-start ka na ulit magalit, uulitin na naman niya, I love you, daddy.
Style!
No, style!
Pero magaling siya, even the kids in the house. As in, literally, pag alam nilang they're in trouble.
Mm, like, lambing.
I love you. Tsaka, I love you talaga.
I love you.
So, paano mo papagalitan?
Right.
And the top, kalokohan ko nung bata ako comes from Jazz Medina.
Jazz Medina says,
kapag nag-aaway kami ng kapatid ko, simple lang. Hindi ako makikipag-away ng all out. Pero aakit ako, bubuksan ko yung cabinet drawers niya. Tapos guguluhin ko lahat ng damit niya.
Oh, oh no!
So pagbalik ng kapatid niya, lahat ng damit niya magulo. As in, gulo-gulo lahat.
Buti kang yung kapatid niya rin yung mag-aayos. Sometimes
it's the yaya
yes,
or the mom.
Yes, your mom.
Right?
Because sometimes they do that because the diary sometimes is hidden inside the clothes eh. So they're looking also for the diary.
Yeah.
Because they want to read what's happening in the life.
Oh my gosh.
You know,
I used to keep diaries.
Do you have siblings who used to go inside your room and just really make pakialam everything?
I used to share a room with my sister. So, yeah. I mean, I couldn't really keep secrets even if I wanted to.
Yeah.
You had a bunk bed and everything.
Oh, wow. So. Okay.
Did you have your own room?
No, I bunked in with my brother. Kasi two boys, two girls. So, my two sisters had one room. Me and my brother had one room. So,
yeah.
Two rooms lang kami upstairs.
Same.
So, you never really had your own personal
no,
space.
Until my sister started getting married. Then, we had an extra room.
Same.
Then, I transferred.
But it's really funny, no? The girls usually leave the homes here in the Philippines earlier than the boys do. No?
Well, kami, only because the two sisters were older. So, but I don't know if it were the other way around. Pero, like, yeah, they were first.
Mm-hmm.
But mainly because nga, sila
they got married.
Kasi diba si
Jokoy, he made a joke about that his sisters left na, pero he's still in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's also because the guy has their, I mean, sometimes.
Just because that's
the
usually the case. Like, yeah. the usually the female moves into the home of
the male.
Of the male.
Even if wala pa siyang own home, doon siya sa bahay nung parents nung male. Usually,
it's rare for the husband of the daughter to move in
to the family home
of the daughter. More than diba, usually it's the daughter who moves out,
yeah,
lives in with the family of the husband.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like a pride scene.
A thing, yeah. So, the top 10 kalokohan ko nung bata ako. If you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us. Twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag kalokohan ko nung bata ako in all your tweets.
TMR, The Morning Rush, Top 10.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, time for the top 10 for today. Saying hello to DK, listening all the way from Canada.
Ooh, hi DK.
Good morning, DK.
Good morning as well to Celticness, who says hi to Paul Feaster, T.O. Vell, Iradon, Joanna, Dahlia, Pre-Chud, Bay NBA. Hello to Bings Hansu, who says he's listening all the way from SG. Good morning. Hello to Hubby Hans, who's in the office. And yeah, good morning to Joyce as well. And Justin Sayana. Jin Paps is on the way to work with his brother, on the way to BGC, and so hyped with the new Game of Thrones trailer.
Of course.
You and like the rest of the world.
I know. Join the club.
Hi to Lani Kanlaswan as well. And that's it for now for greets.
All right. We've got our top 10 for today, courtesy of Humble Denver. Kalokohan ko nung bata ako. That UP nerd says, true story. I once threw those, alam mo yung those super small bouncy balls na pure rubber.
Okay.
Dinrop niya from the top floor of a mall to the ground floor to see how far it will bounce up.
Like yung si Jackstone?
Yung parang ganun.
Yeah.
Really super small bouncy.
And super ball. Light.
Super light.
Yeah.
Losiento says, niloloko ko yung classmates ko na pulis ang tatay ko para hindi nila ako awayin. Hindi naman totoo. Just to, you know, give them a little fear.
Pero meron akong classmate in high school na pulis talaga yung tatay niya.
Legit
talaga. Super strict. Like, she wouldn't be allowed to do a lot of things.
Yeah.
Tapos she'd be scared. Pero actually, parang marami siyang gustong kabalbalan na gawin.
Yeah.
Maybe because laging because bawal. Of, yeah.
Pero that's always the case, di ba?
Yeah.
They say, pag masyado kang strict, there's a tendency for your children to grow up very rebellious.
Yeah.
And then, usually when you are very lenient naman, they tend to be very chill.
Yeah.
Not always, pero yun yung general pattern. Mm,
for me, that was the case. My parents are both very lenient.
Yeah.
So, yung parabang I felt the trust early on.
Yeah.
So, I didn't want to break it. And I was like, you know, I earned this and I just want to prove them right.
Pero weird ka eh.
Bakit?
Kasi ikaw, like, you actually deliver. There are certain deliverables of a good girl. Like, kunyari, school.
Right.
You get high grades.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hindi ka naman bulakbol.
Uh-uh.
Pero ang dami mo rin kalokohan.
Yes. And my mom so, was very much aware. Kasi
it's
minsan,
very tricky.
Minsan natatawag siya sa school.
Exactly.
Like, sa office because I did something or I got in trouble for something. But I think alam naman nila that part yun ang personality ko to be
parang
very
ano
naughty.
Kasi, let me put it this way. Parang mataas yung grades mo, pero laging tagilid yung kanda.
Maraming kalokohan.
Diba?
So
maraming
true.
Kalokohan eh.
So true.
So I guess for a parent, it's kind of, ang hirap balansehin nung like, do I praise you? Or do I punish you? Or do I like, okay, good job on the grades, but I do have to call you out on the behavior part.
Medyo na-condone yung bad behavior ko.
Right? Kasi ang hirap din.
Because nga, I made up for it in a lot of other ways. So parang feeling ko.
Parang
that's why
I earned it.
Yeah. So parang siguro they didn't want me naman to grow up without a personality either.
Yeah.
So, diba? At least hindi boring.
Yeah, true. And, okay, so here we go. Avi CJ says, dahil ayaw namin sa teacher namin, one time, sinabi ko may bubuyog siya sa likod with todo acting. Sabay hampas ng libro. And then we said, ay, ma'am, nakakawala.
What a horrible thing to
gusto
do.
Gusto lang niyang hampasin
to hit the
ng
teacher.
Libro.
Oh. I never never did that. Grabe.
It's so bad.
Oh my gosh. Don't give kids ideas,
I know,
okay?
Right? I know.
Ay, nako.
Aldrin only says, true story. One time may lakad kami ng family ko. Nauna akong mag-ready. Ang tagal nila. So naglaro muna ako. Sa sobrang tagal nila, ang dumi-dumi-dumi-dumi ko na at kinailangan ko ulit maligo at magpalit to the point na hindi na kami natuloy sa lakad. Sobrang palo. May palo pa ako ng belt.
Ayan.
Yeah.
Well, you deserved it.
My Eyes and Max says, my brother and I always split a bag of M&M's. Kapag konti na lang yung chocolates ko, biglang ihahalo ko sa kanya. Yung konti niya, ihahalo niya dun sa brother. Tapos sasabihin niya, uy, ating kapatid.
Wow.
So, split ulit namin.
Right. Unfair.
Andaya.
Andaya talaga.
I swear.
I don't think that's gonna work on ibang siblings. Kung ako yung kukunin ko na lahat.
Yeah. At saka yung like, nek-nek mo.
Oh.
Diba? At saka, you're the one who put it in my pile.
Yup.
So, they're mine now. Chip Siliasa says, kalokohan ko nung bata ako. Nagda-drop call kami sa operator ng Japanese telco just to hear them say, moshi moshi. Tapos sasagot kami, ano ne?
Napaka-90s!
I know, right?
Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
So
just to hear them say, moshi moshi. Tapos sasagot sila, ano ne?
That was a song, right?
Moshi moshi.
Yes! Ano
ne?
Oh my gosh.
Ano ne?
Oh
ano
my
ne?
God.
Moshi moshi. Ano ne? Something, something.
Something. I remember this as a child.
I don't even know what it means.
Yeah, or
basta
alam ko nga,
moshi moshi, it's like parang hello. Alam ko parang ganun yun eh.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they answer their phones. They say, moshi moshi. Because I don't know what ano ne
ano
is.
Ne?
Alam ko, people use it diba now? Parang, oh, ano ne?
Ano ne?
Ano na? And the top, kalokohan ko nung bata ako comes from Maximo.
Maxima says,
tagabili ako ng alak kapag may inuman sa bahay. Ang ginagawa ko, kinukupitan ko na ng sukli kapag alam ko na lasing na sila.
Oh.
So yung first few, okay lang, di ba?
Uh-huh.
Babalik pa niya ng complete yung bayad. Pero pag alam mo yung parang rowdy na yung mga parents,
yeah,
yung mga barkada ng daddy, pag binigyan siya ng money, pagbalik kulang-kulang.
Ay.
Hindi nila binibilang yun. Ah.
Yeah.
Ano eh?
I don't think they care anymore.
Right?
Yeah.
So, dun siya nakakakupit ng maraming money.
Style.
So, one final batch of the top 10. Kalokohan ko nung bata ako. If you've got entries, go ahead, tweet us, twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Kalokohan ko nung bata ako in all your tweets.
TMR, The Morning Rush, Top 10.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, time for the final Top 10 for today.
And before we get to that, just some final highs and hellos to Jai Caraballo, who says, happy or belated happy birthday to me all the way from Blackwood, New Jersey.
Oh, wow, New Jersey.
New Jersey. Belated happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
And happy birthday in advance, Attorney James Alfajardo. Please greet us, Jackie Chanak. Yan na, nag-request yan.
Sino nga? Sino kaya?
Si Attorney James Alfajardo. I-greet mo to, baka i-demanda ka nito.
Ay, attorney. Good morning.
Sige.
At sana, i-depend niya ako pag nahuli ako.
Magdasampahan ka ng kaso.
Na unlawful eating level.
Unlawful talaga yun. Diba? Magaling ka lang sa takas eh, kaya hindi ka nahuhuli.
Ay, kasi naman malit, no? So, dapat naman talaga medyo iba yung rules sa amin.
Sa bagay, wala kasing rules sa underworld. May rules pa sa underworld?
I-argue na lang ng mga lawyers na I am not bound by the laws of humanity because I am not human.
That's true. Yun na yung ano mo eh, no? Yun na yung alibi mo, Jackie.
Yes.
So, goods ka na. Hello to Nico as well, who says good morning to Bruce, May, Rachel, Liwana, Brightness, and Mandy. And hi to Chuck. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
And can we just tell everyone, you know, you might want to check out our hashtag for today. Because ang dami sobra.
Yes.
Because you know what makes it difficult? Kasi they're mostly kwento. So, mahahaba yung
right
entry. So, I barely got to like half of the entries and they're really nice. They're really funny. So you might want to check it out if you want to see more of the entries that we weren't able to read on air.
Hopefully the topic keeps trending until later because I hope a lot more people share theirs.
We are still trending number 3 now in the Philippines. Thank you very much. All right, so we've got our top 10 courtesy of Humble Denver, perfect for our riot day today. The top 10, kalokohan ko nung bata ako. All right, so let's start off with, let me see here. Let's start off with Jan to Awesome. This is something that I used to do, like super, super used to do. Kaya matagal ako maligo, ipapatong ko yung tabo na puno ng tubig sa ulo ko at hihintayin kong maubos. Didn't you used to do this?
No!
No!
Yung ibabalance mo yung tabo?
Yung punong-puno siya. You'll try to put, so medyo what you'll do is you'll put your head down.
Uh-huh.
Didikit mo na siya sa tabo, sa kakatatayo, para hindi siya tumapon. And then, the vacuum that is created by the top of your head and the water will sort of create a little bit of a vacuum so the water won't spill. Tapos unti-unti lang siyang mag-trickle down. You never used to
do this? I never did that.
I am shocked. I thought everybody used to do
no.
that.
No!
Aliw siya kasi. Yeah.
No, I never did that.
Super aliw. Well, try it later.
Grabe naman. Tabo.
Try it later. I used to do that. Super. Let's see. Coming from Daddy ni Nate, lagi akong nakikiinom sa Coleman ni Crush, thinking, because I was very young, na mabubuntis ko siya dahil nagmix yung laway namin. Especially at an age where you don't actually understand. You know what's so funny?
You don't know how it works eh.
At grade 2, in our school, we actually had sex ed.
You did?
We had...
That's so early.
We had workbooks which had illustrations.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, obviously, it's not very realistic. And there was this, when it came to the part of reproduction and sexual intercourse, there was a drawing. So obviously, it won't be graphic. Alam mo yung medyo antiseptic yung diagram of, alam mo yung cross-section?
Yeah.
Yung nakikita mo yung internal organs?
Yes, yes.
So, to me at least, hindi ko gets. Like, what's going on? What are they doing? Kasi hindi ko gets eh. Kasi, syempre,
It's just an illustration.
It's an illustration. Cross-section pa siya.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, literally, I could not understand what they were trying to portray.
Mm-hmm.
And then, everything did look realistic.
Uh-huh.
So, even though we did take up sex education, by the end of grade 2,
you still didn't know.
I still had no idea. Tapos, by the time I was old enough to see, well...
Actual.
Non-legal Betamax tapes.
Okay, and you were non-legal, how old when...
Let's not go there.
No, really.
I was shocked.
Oh.
And I was much older than grade 2. Much, much older. And I was really like, yon yon? And I was really like shocked. I was completely shocked kasi it completely didn't... To me, it didn't match the drawing.
Uh-huh.
Kasi the drawing looked confusing. It looked very confusing to me.
Oh, well.
So, you know, I understand if you're like a kid, meron kang mga ganyang misconceptions of how humans reproduce.
Mm-mm.
I get it.
Super iba talaga idea mo.
Yeah.
And
Abby CJ says, kalokohan ko nung bata ako. Kwento to ng nanay ko. Kapag ubos na yung bottle ng gatas ko, ihahagis ko raw. Sabay sabi ng isa pa, bilis. Palo gusto mo.
You know,
wow.
I just noticed how with friends who have kids,
yeah,
a lot of them don't really react as violently as I probably would if I had a child.
Yeah.
Like, alam mo yung... The other day, I was with a friend and he was with his baby and alam mo yung kung ano-ano yung kinakalikot or hinihila. Like, I was just amazed at the patience.
Yeah.
I was like, wow. is it automatic? Does it happen when you become a parent? Because I can't imagine a world where I would let that happen.
Okay. It's so funny. Because like, you know, one weekend, I was having breakfast. You know how sacred breakfast is to me? It only happens like once a week.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I usually go to a nice place. Usually my favorite breakfast place. And then I would love to have breakfast in relative peace.
Yeah.
I'm not one of those people who would get angry if people are noisy in a restaurant. I understand that it's a restaurant.
It's a public place.
It's a public place. You can't expect people not to laugh.
Mm.
But, you know, there was a family.
Okay.
They had a lot of kids. It just got to a point where I felt like they hijacked the entire restaurant.
Oh.
You know, they had like three kids, probably three, 4 kids. Mm-hmm. They were all noisy. Everyone was like talking really loud.
Yeah.
They were all like, oh, you say sorry to your Lola. Oh, da-da. Like as if they were in their own home. So like, I get it. I get it. It's a public place.
Yep.
This is purely on an opinion basis.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, I just wish they were more conscious. Because I'm pretty sure they're not rude people. It's just that maybe because in their house, that's the volume level. It's always noisy. And they don't realize that for a lot of people, it might be a little too much.
Yes, yes. I understand.
They were carrying on as if they were in their dining room in their house.
Yeah.
Not rude, not totally super unpleasant, but it was loud.
I've experienced that
and
too.
For me, it was incessant.
Yes.
Okay lang yung bursts eh. Mm-mm. Pero like, they were really loud.
And these things stick out even more when you're dining alone.
Exactly.
Because when you're with friends, you know, you're making your own noise.
Exactly.
You have your own chatter.
Because usually, for example, it's a group of friends or a group of office mates.
Yeah.
I super don't mind. Because like usually yan, biglang, wah!
Right.
Tas quiet na ulit. Tas usapan na ulit. Or kahit hindi quiet. Kahit naririnig mo pa yung usapan. Pero alam mo yung manageable.
Mm.
Tapos maya-maya, somebody will crack a joke. Wah!
Right.
Diba? It's fine.
Okay.
Pero yung non-stop, medyo talagang like, oh my gosh.
Pero diba kaya nga yung ibang parents, like, halimbawa, going to mass.
Yeah.
Going to church.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them actually opt not to bring their children just because they know na they will kind of cause a distraction.
Or nasa labas.
Or nasa labas with diba? A yaya, diba? Yung ganon.
And parang, I guess for me, parang, I guess what I was kind of like looking for lang, kahit papano, even if let's say the noise level kept up, yung sana, I was just kind of looking for yung, I'd hear the parents say, shh, quiet.
Right.
Kahit hindi siya sinusunod, at least merong, what's the word for it? Merong conscious effort to manage the noise.
Yeah.
Or at least some sort of like,
just to be a bit awareness. Sensitive to like everyone else.
Na para at least they're aware na parang quiet, there are other people, you're too loud.
Yes.
Yeah, anyway. It's a purely opinion based feeling.
Yes.
Humble Denver says, kalokohan ko nung bata ako, in front of everyone, hinahatchingan ko yung bag of chips. Ew. Para walang hihingi.
Ew! Pero ang damot, ako din, ang damot ko sa chips when I was younger.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Maximo says, that UP nerd says, I'd shuffle the discs from the boxes of my dad's DVD collection. Yung gugulo-guluhin lang niya. Iibahin niya yung laman dun sa box.
Oh my gosh!
But inadvertently, this is also when I discovered porn. And this is also when I discovered I'm not straight.
Yan, delikado tayo.
Delix tayo dyan.
No, and because some parents, diba, parang i-hide nila yung sketchy.
In very safe.
Cases.
That's the problem.
Yeah, that's what becomes a problem.
Wildfire says, kalokohan ko nung bata ako. Hindi ko pa afford yung mga magazines noon. Kaya ang pinagtsatsagaan ko, brochures ng Avon at Sara Lee.
Okay! I know those brochures.
Okay. Renetic says, ilaline up ko lahat ng toy cars ko in one line. Tapos, titignan ko lang sila. And then when the adults notice and they're like, oh, bakit di ka naglalaro? Ang sasagot ko sa kanila, traffic eh.
Okay.
So, naka-line lang yung cars. Nakakainis. Hindi gumagalaw. Traffic.
Traffic.
Siguro nakikita niya sa adults.
Yeah.
Di ba? Mm-hmm. Ano, traffic.
Traffic eh.
Kez Villaraza says, kalokohan ko nung bata ako, ang automatic reply ko every time somebody asks, bakit? Ang sagot ko lagi, put mo may racket. So every time, bakit? Put mo may racket.
Put mo may racket? What does that even mean?
I know, right? Like work? May racket?
Or rocket?
Or rocket?
Diba?
Yeah, I don't know. Gracie says, this was my younger sister's kalokohan actually. Pag mag-aaway kami, nilalagay niya yung used underwear niya sa school bag ko.
Ew!
Tapos madidiscover ko na lang pag nasa school na ako.
Gross. Yuck.
And the top, kalokohan ko nung bata ako, comes from, let's make it a tie.
Okay.
Ang dami kasi eh. So yeah, many good entries. So Star Marjorie and Annette Andal.
They both say.
Star Marjorie says, kalokohan ko nung bata ako. True story. Pag tinatanong ako nung bata ako kung ano gusto ko paglaki ko, ang default kong sagot, hold upper.
Jeez! Ano wow. Kaya yung sabi ng parents wow. mo, no? Nung narinig nila yung, my God.
Parang suddenly, ang tayog nung sagot ko. Ako, doctor.
Hold upper talaga, hold upper. Okay.
And then, from Annette Andal, kalokohan ko nung bata ako. Kasi, I wanted to bring my pet to school.
Mm.
Well, I didn't have a dog, I didn't have a cat. So, ang pet ko, goldfish. So, I dreamt up of the great idea of putting it in my Coleman.
Okay.
Eh, may nakiinom.
Oh my God!
So, alam nga naman sabihin kong may dala akong goldfish. So, pinainom ko sila.
So, wala hindi na nila, goldfish or...
Hindi nila alam. Hindi naman lalabas yun kasi ang liit ng spout eh.
Alright.
So, the goldfish would not come
unless
out of
it's
the spout.
Parang meron no, small enough.
No, that's too small. Like usually a goldfish would be, di ba, chubby and round.
Ano rin, never had a goldfish.
Hindi magkakasya.
Hindi magkakasya.
But can you imagine?
Yuck!
Kadiri! And it would poop inside.
Yuck! Gross! Kadiri!
So, okay. What about us?
Where do I begin?
Di ba? Ako naman opposite.
Wala kang maisip?
Hindi, kasi I'm such a rule follower eh.
Well...
But okay, my kalokohan is more of like, mga games lang. Aww. Mga games. Okay, so, my best friend Vincent, the challenge for us during weekends would be to get through the entire weekend being invisible.
Mm.
So, ang gagawin namin, we'll try to play, get around the house, without anyone seeing us. Well, the fact is, nagtatago kami.
Okay.
Pero ang ano namin is that we're invisible.
Yun yung laro.
Yun yung goal. Yes. So the goal was to be able to play
without being seen
by anyone. So we would be slinking around. We would run from one bush to another, behind the trees, jumping behind furniture. Parang tanga. As in, hirap na hirap kami the entire day.
Wow.
Para lang invisible kami.
Grabe yung kalokohan mo, ha? Parang uh-oh, ikaw lang din yung nag-suffer.
Yes.
Alam mo yun?
Pero alam mo yun, yung kalokohan ko, it's always very... Yung
Vanilla. Compared
yes
to others.
It's always more of like a fertile imagination.
Yeah.
Hindi so, kasi I was so afraid of yung mapapagalitan.
Parang
even as a kid.
Parang you never meant harm on
yes
anyone.
Well, you know, maybe I did, but I would never do it because
right
I'd be afraid
You'd
of...
You'd be scared of
the
but
you know, how like now, I don't understand why I'm so scared of policemen.
Kahit wala ka naman
kahit
ginagawa.
Kahit wala naman akong ginagawa. So I guess it's a holdover from my childhood days na I would really stick to the rules all the time. I just can't, you know.
Okay, well...
So easy to police me.
My gosh. One particular thing, I guess, that I can remember. Kasi this was when I was especially young. As in, bata pa talaga ako. Maybe before going to school.
Yeah.
So, probably 3 or 4. I remember, kasi we lived in an apartment before. Tapos, so, you know, syempre, diba, parang 4 houses ata yun na magkakatabi. Only 1 garage na mahaba.
Okay.
So, the cars...
Share kayo.
Shared yung garage. So, every time lalabas ako ng bahay to play or whatever, yung isang car doon was a kotseng Kuba.
Okay.
So, favorite ko siya for some reason, a blue Volkswagen.
Okay.
Favorite ko siya na I would let out air dun sa tire.
Oh my gosh.
Every time, dadaan ako dun.
Why do you even know how?
I didn't even know what I was doing. I was like, alam mo, di ba may parang
pipa?
Yeah. Oo. Yung may naka-stick out na thingamajig. So, I don't know how I discovered it. One time, wala lang, I was just looking at it, and then I decided to do that, yung inangat kong ganun. Tapos may sumingaw.
Yes.
Yeah. I was like, ooh. And then parang, wala. It just started becoming like a game.
A game?
A game to me.
Can you imagine lagi siyang dadaan ng gas station just to have air pumped into his tires?
Alam mo yung tapos, every day, the more I do it, the more air yung nilalabas ko. Siyempre, like, start na, okay na.
Tapos patagal ng patagal.
Oo, habang tumatagal yung ginagawa ko.
But I remember, okay, horrible, like, kalokohan, friend ko, one of my closest friends, barkada ko actually, told me that he was dying.
Okay.
Naniwala naman ako.
So what did you do?
Every day, I would go to the chapel in tears.
Praying for
God to spare his life. Tapos siya, nandun din siya sa chapel, nasa isang sulok, tawa ng tawa.
Oh my gosh!
I was such a gullible kid.
Wow!
And there I was. Yeah, like, I would be crying.
How old were you?
Grade 2, grade 3.
What the hell?
Diba, ang sama na ugali. And here I was, so concerned that my friend was dying.
I can't believe you bought that.
Hello, I was a kid. I would believe anything.
Oh my gosh. Ano ba yan? But I swear, you are so vanilla.
I know, super. Diba?
Yeah.
But thank you for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
And, you have the rest of the week. I mean, the day for Riot Wednesday.
Yeah, so
enjoy the music.
Enjoying it. And we'll do this again next week, of course, with you guys. Riot Wednesday on a side note and all that. But tomorrow, we'll be back.
With Rika.
Yeah, so bye for now.
Bye.
Follow the Morning Rush hosts online at Chico Garcia, at Marky Strome, at Rika GGG, at Hazel Hottie.
Tune in again tomorrow. Or else.
The Morning Rush, Monday to Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Only on The Monster.